That Don't Sound Right is a podcast about talking. Talking the way we did before the internet, when you could not prove anyone right or wrong.
All the expertise was contained in the people involved with the conversation. I'm Peter.
I'm Cecil. And I hope you enjoy our conversations. And as you listen, if you find yourself silently saying, "That don't sound right," send us a comment. You're one of us.
You know, I didn't ask what the,
financial arrangement was.
How that works. Mm. But they're going to leave the chicken coop there all year round. Welcome back to another episode of That Don't Sound Right, a podcast about talking. We're your co-host. I'm Peter Bielman.
I'm Cecil Davis.
And we're just trying to have a conversation without Googling or fact-checking each other, at least not immediately. Those things can immediately kill the conversation.
Well, there was conversation was not killed last weekend. I was with a group of my brother and nephews and cousins and friends, including listener number one, at the Country Mile race.
So this is the race that you ran last year.
Yes.
And it was the, basically it's an ultra marathon.
Yes.
Because it's more than 26 miles.
Correct.
And this, that was the, that's where you were the award winner of the,
right.
The fastest lap for the rookie.
Right. April. Yes. I had my
rookie
award.
Lap leader. Was right. That your, but that was all a grand scheme to prank you on April 1st.
Yes, and they got me. But we all went back this year. In fact, more of us went back this year to run the race again. Most, if not all, everybody had listened to the podcast or was fans of the podcast or had been on the podcast.
did you wear your did you wear your award?
I did wear my award.
Yes, and yeah. You should have.
And we were thinking about maybe passing it along to the newest rookie, but by the time it got to the point to do that, we were all tired to even to lift it.
So what, again, for the listeners, what is this Country Mile? Why do you do it, and what's the format?
Yeah, so the Country Mile is put on by a South Carolina runners group. I can't think of their name right off the top of my head. But it's the Upstate Runners group in South Carolina, and you're on a strawberry farm, and it's a 3.1-something-mile loop through the strawberry farm, and if you can do it 33 times, then you get a belt buckle that says the Country Mile finisher.
And how? What's the time limit?
And it's 48 hours. You have to do it in 48 hours.
So you get 48 hours. So you've how many participants would you say were there?
This year, I think they had 290.
Good grief. Was that bigger than last year?
That was bigger than last year.
All right.
By a pretty good shot.
Now, if I remember last year, the weather is pretty nasty.
Last year, the weather was horrible. This year, the weather was perfect. You couldn't have asked for better weather.
And then what was the preparation? I also remember last year, the preparation was minimal for you.
Yeah, not training this year.
How was, what was the training like, and what were your, what were your achievements?
Yeah, I trained this year a lot, and a lot of us trained this year. We had several people that get the belt buckle again.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There were several of them.
Yeah, all right.
There's
anyone I know?
My brother, both his boys got it.
Oh, great.
Dave, who's on the
Dave got it. All right.
But that's his third buckle, I think.
No kidding. It,
yeah.
That's so great. That's amazing.
And some other ones got it. I'm not sure. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. But.
And I guess you did not include yourself in this.
I did not get the belt buckle this year.
Any? How are your toenails?
Feet did pretty well, but toward the end, I was getting pretty bad blisters.
Really?
That's not necessarily what took me out. It's just the whole time you're doing the race, you're doing math in your head about how much further you have to go.
And can you get it done?
Can I get it done? Can I continue my life on Monday? How much time do I have to recover? All that stuff. So,
oh,
but anyways,
man.
We had a good time. We talked about the podcast quite a bit. Oh, I did leave out. Josh, David's son, got a buckle.
Oh, good.
Yep. And Scott, who was in the...
Not listener number one.
Not listener number one. Cousin Scott.
Cousin Scott.
I think he got a belt buckle, too.
All right.
Yeah, if I left anybody out, I'm...
Congratulations
terrible.
To all y'all. Y'all are now ultra marathon runners, right?
You know, if you do over 50 miles, I think you're considered an ultra marathoner regardless. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. I mean, you didn't get the belt buckle, but you did more. So what was your mileage total?
My total was 62 miles.
62 miles.
Yeah.
About what percentage is that running, walking?
It's very little running, a whole lot of walking.
Man. Well, either way, 62 yeah. miles, 100 miles yeah. in a strawberry field,
yeah.
doing a 3.1 mile
loop. Yeah, it gets a little monotonous.
That don't sound right.
And it hadn't rained, so there was a lot of dust.
Cecil.
A lot of dust. But anyways, it was a good time.
Well, it's good. I mean, this just happened this past...
Past week?
Past yeah. weekend. You're yeah. walking fine. I don't see you limping.
Walking, talking.
That's great. Yeah. Well, good. Hey, so I think another thing we need to do a quick recap is I have to do a retraction.
Really?
Yes.
From a previous episode?
From the microwave episode.
What do we have to retract?
Let's listen now.
An insane person.
Bunny and I still disagree on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she wash with soap?
She does.
Really? Mm-hmm. But she's from Mississippi.
She does.
I would think that would be...
Not just a little soap.
I think there would be like
no soap.
A misdemeanor in Mississippi.
Well, then, you know, she moved out of state to get away from that kind of stuff. But
so as you may have heard, I accused my southern Mississippi wife of using soap in her cast iron. Okay. Now, we often get, it's not unusual to get an email or two
right.
about a listener saying how they really wanted to throw their phone out the window or chuck right. it across the room
right.
when they heard something. Well, so this happened in our household. No phones were harmed, but I'm in the office here probably doing taxes. It's that time of year doing taxes.
Yep.
And I hear in the distance, I do not use soap on that cast iron. Now, I didn't hear that clearly. I just heard right. some right. commotion coming from the kitchen.
Right.
And it was about dinner time. Right. And Bunny listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she was, I said, what happened? What's going on with her?
Right.
And she repeated, I do not use soap on that cast iron pans. I know better than that.
I'm glad you're confessing.
So, as a full retraction, I retract that statement.
I would like to say that I did question you when you said
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
I said, your wife's from Mississippi. Are you sure?
You did defend her honor better than I did.
That and, she does this. So
for
good.
That, we have a full retraction,
yep.
a public apology from me, and it looks like I'll be doing the dishes for a couple months now.
So this episode is really our third episode in the continuing saga of the hyphens, the renaming of the
hyphens. Yes. So if you've been following along, we're now in Foul Ball Part 3, and this will be short because I think people are probably exhausted, as we are. They really ran us through the ringer on this one, trying to figure out what this was. Quick recap: we see a posting on Facebook for the stadium, our minor league baseball stadium, the Winston-Salem Dash.
Right.
And they say, bring your chickens out to center field for a dance.
The foul
called ball. The foul ball, F-O-W-L-B-A-L-L. So bring your chickens out to dance. I immediately said to myself, that don't sound right. What are they doing? What are they thinking? There's lots of commotion. I was out of the country. I sent the staff. The staff showed up. The staff's listener number one brought a chicken.
We danced.
They danced. You danced the night away with your chicken. You probed like a good podcaster wanting the facts.
Yes.
And they gave you very little. But they did say, come to a press conference where we'll make this all known and all secrets will be revealed.
So our next team went out for that. You and International Brand Ambassador went to the press conference.
Press conference is at 2:00 at the stadium. So we went there. It was set up over in the right field, over in that area, between the basically where you go in and the parking lot. And they had an area that they had taken either the concrete or grass out, and it was all mulch. And they were building something. And they had some fencing around it. And it was probably an area about the size of this room, you know, probably about, I don't know, 12 by 20 feet, maybe even bigger.
So right there at the entrance.
Right at the entrance of the stadium. And also in that area were chickens. They had five chickens milling around in there.
Huh.
There were five chickens. And they had it set up. The local news was there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a local podcaster there, podcast host, and brand ambassador. So we were there. A couple other microphones.
I saw you on TV.
Did you see it?
I saw the... I saw you sent me.
Yeah, I sent you the picture. Okay, yeah. you didn't really see me on TV. But I didn't see you live. I was on TV, the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
There was it was literally a three-second pan looking at the area. Brent and I were there kind of looking it around.
Nobody can accuse us of not trying to maximize this moment for the podcast.
Or for the Winston-Salem Dash.
Right.
So the story is they are rebranding themselves for one night only. So what they do is, and they did this last year, Major League Baseball allows them to rebrand themselves, rename themselves three times a year for one game.
Correct.
And so they take advantage of this. They rebrand. They get all new uniforms. They change their name. They create all this new merch.
Right.
And they're just this, and they're just this new team, one night of the year. Interviewed the president of the general manager of the ball club. He was there. He was actually doing the press conference. We pulled him aside, and he was.
Oh, you talked to him.
He graciously gave us an interview.
So the rebranding is the structure that's being built was being built by what, Carolina
Coops. They're building
high-end chicken coops. Or
very high-end. This thing was like a condo.
Yeah. And so they're, I guess they bought the naming rights?
You know, I didn't ask what the
financial arrangement was.
How that works. Mm. But they're going to leave the chicken coop there all year round.
So I know the other name change this year is the Tobacco Beetles or Tobacco Weevils or something.
No, the Winston-Salem Tobacco Beetles.
So that'll be the other branding, which I didn't know this, but you and I know the world's foremost expert.
Yes, we do.
The tobacco beetle.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he was that, but he is.
Right.
So that made.
And if I understand right, he's actually he's a consultant now.
Mm-hmm.
He privately consults, and he is going to have a booth or a table set up at the stadium the night they are the Tobacco Beetles.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's going to be there, just like we had a booth for the Ardmore Raw. Yeah. He's going to have his table where he'll be able to essentially advertise and sell his consulting services.
And so the third rebranding, we don't know what that is yet.
Well, they're allowed to do it up to three. Mm. So I asked the general manager why they do this, and he said, "Look, we are three. Let's see, what did he say? We are three or four weeks before opening day.
Mm.
I don't even know who our starting lineup is because all of this is last minute."
Uh-huh.
Because the players are being moved to the different leagues all the time,
So
they don't the fans don't have a way to connect necessarily to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike if you have a major league team, the lineup is set. You know all the players. You follow their stats. On a minor league team, you don't even know who they are, and they're changing all the time.
Right.
And so what they do is they create these events to generate interest, to generate hype, generate entertainment. And so that's why they do it. And I think he said there's 110 minor league ball teams, and a lot of them do this kind of thing. Mm. It's a fun thing to do for the fans. It's actually fun for them to do it.
Right. It's been fun for podcasters here.
It's been a boom for podcasters. We did get a comment on.
Oh yeah, we did.
Said they love the foul ball.
Yeah. Yep. And we're going to that game.
We are because Scott was there and you were there. We got some free tickets, so we're all going to go to the game. So they're the Winston-Salem Hype Hens,
right?
And so that's kind of a play on the word hyphens, right?
Which is a play on the word dash,
right? And they did rebrand last year as the hyphens. Did you know that?
Oh no, this is the second time they've done it.
They did it last year,
huh?
Last year they rebranded twice. Mm. One of them was they became the Winston-Salem Hyphens, right? And the other one...
Oh, the Hyphens, not the Hyphens. This year's the Hyphens.
This year it's the Hype hype hens.
Hype hens.
So that's they had like they have disco balls. That's why they had chickens dancing.
Right.
Hype.
Right.
But then last year they're the hyphens. Okay. The punctuation mark.
Right.
But you know they also were last year. They're the Winston-Salem Shag.
Oh, I didn't see that.
After the dance.
Uh-huh.
That's really popular in actually in
North Carolina.
North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina. Yeah.
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 I didn't catch that one. So we're actually going to the game. Yep. So in podcast time, I'll actually be at a Dash game tomorrow.
Is that opening night?
I don't know.
It's got to be close.
It's got to be close, yeah. I think usually opening day is during the day, though.
Any occasion for going?
Biddy and Bo's is going to be there.
Oh,
where,
all right.
Where my daughter is working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So all that is to say, we're going to wrap this up. Foul ball part three. The foul ball don't sound right. Rebranding for a minute didn't sound right because I thought maybe they were changing their name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought they were making a permanent change. Yeah. Actually, we kind of speculated that.
Yeah.
So we have finally gotten to the bottom of this. You had an enjoyable time on this journey.
So one of the guys that listens to this has, I think, 60 chickens. And so he's all in. Like, he's bought the merchandise.
The Hype Hens merchandise?
Yeah, just because it fits with his
Has he really?
Chicken, yeah, yeah. And no I will probably buy some of the Tobacco Beetle.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Just for the historical, because both my grandfather's raised tobacco.
Okay,
and
yeah,
so I think I may do that, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely should do
that. And we need to talk to our friend that is the
We should bring him on. You know,
expert.
He had an idea for the podcast.
What was the idea?
Well, I think I'll tell you later.
Oh yeah, don't tell.
Yeah, this will be an interesting one. He did have an idea.
It's not often you know the world's foremost expert on.
No, you really.
We
don't.
Think we're the world's foremost expert on lots of things.
That's right, but that's because we fact check everything.
Right, right.
Later on.
All right, that don't sound right. But you've come to the end of another That Don't Sound Right.
Hey, before we close, we want to thank everyone for listening. If this is your first time and enjoyed the conversation, would you consider hitting the subscribe button on the platform you listen with? Also, if you're a longtime listener, go out there, give us a rating, leave us a review so others can easily find us and join the conversation.
So That Don't Sound Right is a production of TDSR Podcast in conjunction with Camel City Studios. Please remember Wonderfully Made Designs, which is a small business specializing in custom-made T-shirts and decals. Contact Casey on Facebook at Wonderfully Made Designs 139.14. Use code TDSR10 for 10% off your first purchase. And Casey, I need to call you and get some more decals. I am your co-host and sound engineer, Cecil. Peter is your other host and web designer. Camille is your barista. Emily is your graphic design artist. Ella does your Instagram. Giorgio tests our merchandise. Brent has returned from his international trip, and he is our international brand ambassador. And as always, listener number one is Scott. So until next week, keep talking.
And stay curious.